Dr. Pinsky dictating a supplemental report on Nicole Brown. As you know, I recently evaluated Ms. Brown as described in my report of 5-6-23. Additional medical records show the petitioner was seen on 10-15-21 by Dr. O'Shea / Annapol, period. He had last been seen on 1-11-17. Perisheus status post anterior cervical discectomy, infusion from C4 through C6 on 9-21-16. Perisheus now complained progressively increasing and constant neck pain that shoots down her right arm. Perisheus also has weakness to her arm with numbness and tingling in the right fingers. Period. She also had a history of right rotator cuff surgery on 9-20-15. Period. She was a one pack per day smoker for 20 years. Period. As noted in my prior report, Dr. O'Shea recommended a new cervical MRI with and without gadolinium, as well as x-rays of the cervical spine and electrodiagnostic studies of the upper extremities. Period. Amongst her listed diagnoses were right carpal tunnel syndrome, obesity, and liver disease. Period. She had selection extension x-rays on 12-8-21. Period. There was modest degenerative change noted focally at C6-7 below the fusions. Period. There was post-discectomy and fusion changes from C4 through C6, unchanged, with a solid appearance to the hardware. Period. This was compared to a study of 1-6-17. Period. New paragraph. Cervical spine MRI was done on 12-8-21 compared to a study of 2-22-16. Period. It showed anterior cervical discectomy infusion at C4-5 and C5-6, but no stenosis. Period C6-7, there was a disc herniation with mild canal stenosis, slightly worse than before, but no impingement. Period. At the remaining disc levels, there was no disc bulge, herniation, or significant central canal or foraminal stenosis. Period. She did have an EMG by Dr. Skinner on 12-14-21. Period. He wrote, her history suggested the possibility of right cervical verticillopathy, but scratch that. Electrodiagnostic studies were indicative of severe right carpal tunnel syndrome and moderate left carpal tunnel syndrome. There was no evidence for any significant cervical verticillopathy, brachial plexopathy, upper extremity myopathy, or other significant upper extremity mononeuropathy to account for her symptoms. Period. He thought she required bilateral carpal tunnel release, starting on the right side. Period. In paragraph, she did follow up with Dr. O'Shea over the ensuing months, running through 1-18-22. Period. This was another need for treatment exam. Period. She stated neck pain into her right arm was, quote, it is killing me, period, end quote. She also has numbness in the first three fingers. Period. She saw a chiropractor for consultation. Period. She takes a lot more of a leave than she should. Period. Dr. O'Shea noted the results of the latest diagnostic studies and performed a clinical exam. Period. She thought the petitioner could return to work full duty, but she stopped working on 12/31/20 and retired. Period. She is currently working to move her husband's shop. Period. She was at maximum medical improvement from a neurosurgical and orthopedic spine standpoint. Period. In terms of the new C6-7 herniated disc, EMG was negative for cervical radiculopathy. Therefore, she was at maximum medical improvement from that as well. Her left shoulder pain remained at maximum medical improvement without restrictions per the patient. Her bilateral carpal tunnel syndrome should be followed up with orthopedics, but unrelated to the work injury, period. No follow-up progress notes after that visit were provided. Period. Findings and conclusions. The additional documentation you provided does flesh out some of the information I was previously aware of. This includes the results of her new cervical spine x-rays and MRI, as well as an EMG. Period. She did treat with Dr. O'Shea, who deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. The MRI was remarkable for a new disc herniation that I recall being one level lower than the fusion, period. It remains my opinion there is 15% permanent partial total disability referable to the cervical spine regardless of cause, period. This is for the orthopedic and neurologic residuals of degenerative disc disease and stenosis treated surgically with two-level discectomy and fusion from C4 through C6. Period. She does have a new disc herniation unrelated to the injury she sustained or surgery to correct it. Period. Its presence correlates with the naturally occurring advancement of degenerative disc disease over time. Period. This occurs independently of the trauma and surgery she underwent. Period. And that is the end.